This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good Wednesday to you. This is John Michael Marty with our farm show for June the 17th. The USDA's weekly crop report reflects heavy rainfall, continued last week, making it difficult for producers to get back to field work. Flooding was reported in several parts of the state, and farmers, of course, are hoping for drier conditions that'll allow them to finish planting soybeans and cut hay. Statewide, precipitation averaged 3.24 inches, about 2.25 inches above normal. Average temperature was about 76 degrees, 4.6 degrees above normal. There were 2.3 days suitable for field work during the week ending June 14th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% short, 59% adequate, and 40% surplus. The subsoil moisture supply was rated at 4% short, 72% adequate, and 24% surplus. Corn condition was rated 1% very poor, 3% poor, 20% fair, 57% good, and 19% excellent. Soybeans planted reached 90%, 4% behind last year, and 2% behind the five-year average. Soybeans emerged reached 84%, 4% behind last year, but 3% ahead of the five-year. Soybean condition was rated 2% very poor, 3% poor, 25% fair, 58% good, and 12% excellent. Winter wheat harvest was 1% complete, 14% behind the five-year average. Winter wheat condition was rated 2% very poor, 8% poor, 35% fair, 48% good, and 7% excellent. Oats headed reached 74%. Pasture and range condition was rated 2% poor, 12% fair, 61% good, and 25% excellent. Farm progress shows expanding for 2015. Three streets will be added to the southwest side of the Farm Progress Show's Decatur, Illinois site in time to host more exhibitors for the 2015 show to be held September 1st to 3rd. Growth expectations for the Farm Progress Show's Decatur site continue to exceed the original site development plans. Now, the Farm Progress Show, of course known as the World's Fair of Agriculture, continues to grow and exceed the original projections. The Farm Progress Show's corporate parent, Penton, is funding the $1 million-plus investment that adds more than 400,000 square feet of exhibit space to the show site. The new streets they're adding will have hard surface roads and storm sewer drainage. Meeting demand and room for growth, the show's had an exhibitor waiting list for several years. The new exhibit area will allow the show to meet current exhibiting demand. The phase adds 96 booths, 118 regular lots, and 16 junior lots. The new area, according to Matt Youngman, will hold everyone on the existing exhibitor wait list with room to spare. Current plans are to provide space for more than 100 new exhibitors. Welcome back to part two of our farm show for this Wednesday. On today, the World Trade Organization is holding a meeting to hear formal requests from Mexico and Canada to retaliate against the U.S. because the U.S. Country of Origin Labeling Law, that's COOL, or COOL, does not comply with international trade rules. Now, retaliation means costly Mexican and Canadian tariffs imposed on many U.S. products that are significant to the U.S. economy. Under WTO rules, retaliation could happen as soon as this summer. Those nations are seeking more than $3 billion annually in retaliation, which, if implemented, would have disastrous consequences for U.S. jobs and exports. Mexico and Canada have stated that the only development that will stop them from pursuing retaliation is repeal by the U.S. Congress of the COOL provisions for beef, pork, and poultry. The U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly to repeal those requirements. The issue now goes to the U.S. Senate. However, the retaliation clock is ticking. Congressman John Shimkus supports legislation that would allow the administration to continue trade negotiations in the works since 2009 while preserving Congress's constitutional authority to review and then approve or reject any trade agreement reached by the president. Trade promotion authority is not a blank check for the president. If it were, I would never support it. The reality is that Congress has empowered every president since FDR to negotiate trade deals, and every time we've reserved our constitutional right to review those agreements before we vote on them. This time is no different. Congress gets the final say. Now, some critics of the TPA, or Trade Promotion Authority, have raised concerns about transparency and public input. But under TPA, the general public will have months and maybe even years to review and weigh in on any agreement before Congress gives it a final up or down vote. Others have suggested that the Trade Promotion Authority creates some kind of backdoor amnesty for illegal immigrants or that trade agreements undermine U.S. sovereignty. These claims have no basis in reality. No country, under any circumstances, now or in the future, can change U.S. laws. Free trade creates jobs and has long been supported by conservatives. More than one in five Illinois jobs depends on international trade, said the congressman. Across more than 40 industries, from agriculture and heavy machinery to petroleum and coal products, Illinois businesses sell more goods overseas than all but five other states. 90% of these exporters are small businesses with fewer than 500 workers. Now, opening new markets and lowering barriers to trade with consumers around the world increases demand for American-made products, creates jobs, and growing our economy here at home. That's part two of our farm show for this Wednesday. This is John Michael Marty. Join me tomorrow. Have a great day.